Trump's DHS launches public database of worst of the worst illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 9, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is launching a public database where Americans can search the worst of the worst illegal aliens arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The database, known as dhs.gov/wow, aggregates various information on illegal aliens arrested by ICE agents, including the location of their arrest, their crimes, and their names. DHS officials said the database is crucial so that Americans no longer have to rely on the establishment media to highlight migrant crime. This new worst of the worst webpage allows every American to see for themselves the criminal illegal aliens that we are arresting, what crimes they committed, and what communities we removed them from. This is all about transparency and showing results, DHS's Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. As the media whitewashes the facts, day in and day out, our brave men and women of ICE risk their lives for the American people. Americans don't have to rely on the press for this information. With this transparent tool, they can see for themselves what public safety threats were lurking in their neighborhoods and communities. Emphasis added. Among the illegal aliens in the database is 48-year-old Yahya Alambadawi of Egypt, who has been convicted of robbery, aggravated assault, and several violent felonies. Also in the database is transgender illegal alien Nicole Alexandra Contreras Suarez of Colombia, who was charged with stalking and raping a minor in New York. Jimmy Harry Velasquez Gomez, a twice-deported illegal alien from Honduras, is similarly in the database after having been convicted of sex crimes against children. Gomez is currently facing charges of cruelty toward a child and lewd or lascivious acts with a minor. DHS has listed illegal alien Aldrin Guerrero Munoz in the database as well after he served 32 years in prison for murdering his 3-month-old son and assaulting another inmate in prison. Mehran Makari Saheli, a 56-year-old Iranian national, is in the database after having been convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm in Minneapolis. Saheli is also a former member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, with ties to Hezbollah. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.